farmers were here in the valley long before modern technology arrived, there was a rule of thumb farmers followed. Oh. And when the dandelions were blooming, it was time to think about putting potatoes in. So that's just a really good thing to see around, depending on where you are in the valley. Down valley, obviously, more than up valley. So in my yard up in Windsor, just beginning to see those dandelions start to bloom out. And I'm thinking, okay, it's time to think about potatoes.
So that's a good rule of thumb. I don't know that I've ever heard that, but I'll remember that. So dandelions up, potatoes can go in.
There you go.
So I've got a little potato question for you, because some of my seed potatoes are really large, but I'm a little bit reluctant to cut them in half or cut them up. Tell me about that. You know, do you divide them up or do you just leave them whole?
Well, I kind of look at my seed potatoes sort of one by one, and a good rule of thumb is all sorts of rule of thumbs, and I like to use every one I can.
We got
find.
A lot of thumbs here today, yeah.
Is to have a seed potato, either the whole potato or the piece, that's about the size of a small egg.
Oh.
And each small egg size needs to have at least two good eyes on it. So
okay.
It's going to need a little piece of potato to get some energy to grow and a couple eyes there to get some good growth going.
Do you let them, after you cut them, do you let them kind of seal off or hard dry off, or do you just put them in the ground?
I do. I like to. I don't want to put them directly in the ground because that's a good invitation to rot. You don't even need to roll them in any special products. Just slice them into your sizes, small egg size, and just let them air dry there at least overnight before you stick them
in.
So just let them sort of feel over there.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm.